Do you sometimes dread your job or find yourself resisting going to work? Do you regret your low salary or having a boss to report to? Or do you just feel like you're not making much of a difference? I remember first seeing the phrase YOLO sprayed in graffiti on a utility box. You only live once. You only get one chance to make your life meaningful. Do you feel you are living the one life you were meant to live? What would it genuinely feel like to find your calling? There's a sizable new opportunity on the horizon in K-12 education to answer a new type of calling that's never existed before in the history of education. In this show, I'm calling the role a guide. We will need millions of adults to answer the call to become guides in classrooms completely disrupted by AI-based adaptive learning software. Today, I'll give you a clear view of the magnitude of this role's impact on the world. I'll help you consider if this new calling is right for you or someone you know. Welcome to Lectures on Learning, Episode 4. In today's lecture, I'm telling you about the role of the guide, a new calling that's becoming available to adults worldwide and will need tens of millions of people to answer the call. The guide calling in K-12 schools and micro schools will significantly impact the destiny of the human race. A free quiz to help you figure out if you're more a traditional teacher or a guide is available at www.guide.school/4. That's the number 4 for episode 4. Let's go. In The Matrix, when Neo is called, he's sitting at his computer late at night, deeply immersed in online searches related to Morpheus, a mysterious figure he's trying to track down. Suddenly, his screen flashes black and a cryptic message appears reading, "Wake up, Neo," followed by further lines like, "The Matrix has you," and "Follow the White Rabbit." This sequence of messages abruptly pulls him out of his digital exploration, leaving him startled and intrigued, marking the beginning of his journey into the Matrix's hidden reality. A new calling is emerging today, particularly in high-income countries. AI-based adaptive learning software has been unleashed and is improving rapidly. This technology is disrupting traditional teacher-led instruction methods that have dominated K-12 education for as long as we can remember. Wake up, Neo. I'll paint a picture of two contrasting educational environments. In a traditional classroom, you might see a teacher standing at the front, delivering a lecture to 25 to 30 students seated in rows. The teacher follows a predetermined curriculum, moving through topics at a set pace, regardless of individual student comprehension. Students complete worksheets or essays, take tests, and receive grades based on their performance relative to their peers. In its best case, it might look like this scene from Stand and Deliver.
Come on, you know the answer. -2 + 2, fill the hole.
In its worst case, it might resemble this scene from Ferris Bueller.
Anyone? The Great Depression. Anyone?
For clarity, let's agree for now to call both the best and worst case versions of this traditional method the teacher role. So when I say teacher, I'm referring to when an instructor leads a classroom using a teacher-centered approach to instruction, usually from the front of the room, delivering information and guiding students through their structured lessons. Now imagine a classroom based on the Flex blended learning model. We'll call it a Flex Studio. Here, students start their day with a 2 to 3 hour block of personalized learning using AI-based adaptive software. Each student works at his own pace, tackling concepts at his individual level of readiness. The software adjusts in real time, providing more challenging material when students excel, and offering additional support when they struggle. After this focused academic time, the day transitions to project-based learning, group discussions, and individual coaching. Students might work on collaborative projects that integrate multiple subjects, engage in Socratic discussions to truly develop critical thinking skills, deeply practice to become excellent at a talent, or meet for one-on-one mentoring with their guide or an older peer. Let's call this new role of leading flex classrooms with AI-based learning software the guide role. This term guide originates from Allison King's influential 1993 article, From Sage on the Stage to Guide on the Side, which advocated a shift from teacher-centered to learner-centered instruction. Many people have asked me what our company, Guide School, is all about. In essence, we're preparing adults to work as guides in Flex Studios. Watch or listen to a guide at Alpha School in Austin, Texas, share how powerful the role of a guide can be. In this clip, she talks about the afternoon workshop she gets to lead because students have completed their AI-based core academics so quickly in the morning. If you're watching this right now on YouTube, then you can watch the clip. If you're listening to this as a podcast, go ahead and check out the YouTube channel if you want to see the footage that accompanies this recording.
My name is Faith, and I'm a level one guide at Alpha. As a guide, my primary role is to provide emotional and motivational support to Alpha students. And at Alpha, it's all about the students. Truly, level one kids, 8, 9, and 10-year-olds, are limitless. They can do anything, and my job is to get them to believe it. This session, I'm leading a workshop called Sneaker Sims. Sneaker Sims is a Harvard business simulation that I myself did my senior year of college at the Macomb School of Business. You know, some people said 8, 9, and 10-year-olds can't do college level material, but I said, why not? Of course they can, and they have.
The Flex model, powered by AI-based adaptive learning, will genuinely revolutionize K-12 education. That sounds like a cliche, but this time it's true. The conventional classroom model will be eclipsed. I'm confident of this prediction because I can see what's on the horizon and how attractive it will be to families like mine. Imagine a classroom where every student progresses at his own pace, mastering academic standards efficiently while enjoying the freedom and benefits of self-directing their own goals and progress. This highly efficient, tailored approach frees up valuable time for more interesting work in the afternoon, like art, sports, labs, and multi-day projects. The boundaries between school and the real world blur in this new paradigm. Students engage in project-based learning that connects their studies to practical, hands-on experiences and certifies them for higher salaries and better employment immediately upon graduation. Meanwhile, guides have more opportunities for one-on-one mentoring, fostering stronger relationships and providing that tailored support to each student. For students with troubled families, emotional struggles, or social anxieties of any sort, this innovation can't come fast enough. Perhaps most exciting is the scalability of the AI-based Flex model. Communities don't need to depend on finding a subject matter expert to direct teach every class the neighborhood school wants to offer. Students don't need to bus in from far away. Overworked teachers don't need to try to differentiate instruction for 30 students at a time while also standing on one foot and juggling an iPad. When schools delegate the instructional job to AI-based apps, they free up adults to do other essential schooling jobs with more ease and satisfaction. This shift will create a massive job market for people capable of serving as guides rather than traditional teachers. As AI takes over more of the direct instruction and assessment roles, the human element becomes even more possible in education. Guides will be the ones who mentor and help students navigate their learning journeys. Given that the global teacher workforce has almost 100 million teachers, the evolution from teacher to guide in response to the invention of AI is a massive headline that will be remembered as a turning point in the history of human intelligence.
Education is changing, and you can lead the way. The Guide School Kickoff Course trains teachers to become AI-powered guides in flexible, student-led classrooms. Empower your students and transform your role. Start now at guide.school/kickoff. See you there.
So, why might you answer the call to become a guide? The reasons differ depending on whether you're currently a credentialed teacher or not. Let's explore both perspectives. Suppose you're already in the teaching profession as a credentialed teacher. In that case, you might be drawn to the guide roles for several reasons, which I'm drawing from my colleague Thomas Arnett's white paper for the Christensen Institute called The Teacher's Quest for Progress. The first reason he cites is for more one-on-one time with students. Many teachers, maybe this includes you, enter the teaching profession because they want to make a difference in students' lives. However, the demands of curriculum coverage and classroom management often limit individual interaction. As a guide, you have more opportunities for meaningful one-on-one time with students to really reach each one. The second reason may be that you feel the traditional classroom model is broken. It can sometimes feel restrictive, especially for teachers who want to try new approaches and truly personalize education for each student. You see students struggling or bored, but the traditional model doesn't give you the time or method to really solve that for each student. Listen to one of the most popular TED Talks of all time, Sir Ken Robinson, who asserts that schools kill creativity. Does he resonate with you?
Our education system is predicated on the idea of academic ability. And there's a reason. The whole system was invented around the world. There were no public systems of education really before the 19th century. They all came into being to meet the needs of industrialism. So the hierarchy is rooted on two ideas. Number one, that the most useful subjects for work are at the top. So you were probably steered benignly away from things at school when you were a kid, things you liked, on the grounds you would never get a job doing that. Is that right? Don't do music, you're not going to be a musician. Don't do art, you won't be an artist. Benign advice, now profoundly mistaken. The whole world is engulfed in a revolution. And the second is academic ability, which has really come to dominate our view of intelligence because the universities designed the system in their image. If you think of it, the whole system of public education around the world is a protracted process of university entrance. And the consequence is that many highly talented, brilliant, creative people think they're not, because the thing they were good at school wasn't valued or was actually stigmatized. And I think we can't afford to go on that way.
A third reason for switching from teacher to guide could be that you want to lead the way and help your system. You want to develop new skills and adapt to new technologies. For teachers who love learning themselves, becoming a guide presents an exciting opportunity for professional growth. You'll be at the forefront of educational innovation, constantly learning and evolving your practice. And a final reason I'll call out could simply be exhaustion. Many teachers feel overwhelmed by the administrative tasks like grading and record keeping. In a flex model, much of this is automated by the AI systems, freeing you to focus on what you love most, interacting with and supporting students. Now I want to talk to adults not working currently as credentialed teachers. Perhaps you're an attorney or an engineer, or you work at a Chick-fil-A. The guide role also presents an opportunity for you. It's an opportunity for you to make a meaningful impact in a social cause you know matters, education. As a guide, you can mentor and coach young people directly shaping their growth and development. This role could appeal to you if you're an innovator or a change maker who wants to pioneer a new educational paradigm. If you're an entrepreneur, becoming a guide opens the door to starting your own micro school, allowing you to design an ideal learning environment that aligns with your values. If you start an independent school, you can be your own boss and keep your profits. To get a clearer picture of the financial aspects of running a micro school, check out the micro school budget accompanying our previous lecture on learning, which was episode 3. This resource is available for free at www.guide.school/3 and can help you understand the economic viability of this career path. So, which role is the right fit for you, teacher or guide? To help you decide, let's do a quiz together. You can also download this quiz as a PDF and try it with your staff by going to guide.school/4. We're going to rely on my AI avatar, Jerome, to walk you through this quiz. Take it away, Jerome.
Welcome to this brief quiz designed to help you discover whether your mindset aligns more with a traditional teacher or a modern guide. Let's explore how your teaching philosophy fits into today's evolving educational landscape. Consider this statement. Should teachers focus on delivering structured, engaging lessons or empower students to take ownership of their learning? Reflect on which approach resonates more with your teaching style. Next, think about curriculum delivery. Do you believe in following a predetermined curriculum with assessments, or do you prefer facilitating inquiry-based learning where students explore and discover knowledge independently?
Reflect on the role of authority in teaching. Should teachers be respected figures transmitting information, or should they create opportunities for students to choose their own learning paths and goals?
Consider the balance between independent challenges and direct instruction. Do you prefer providing direct instruction and thoughtful evaluation, or structuring challenges and meeting individually with students? Finally, think about how you handle students' questions. Do you answer them clearly based on individual needs, or do you empower students to find their own answers through exploration and inquiry?
Now, score yourself. Assign points based on your answers to determine if you lean towards a traditional teaching mindset or a modern guiding approach. This will help you understand your role in the classroom.
Thank you for taking this quiz. Whether you're a traditional teacher or a modern guide, understanding your mindset can help you answer the call if your future could be brighter by switching to a different role.
Welcome back. Did you enjoy learning from an AI avatar? I want to spend a moment helping you interpret your results. If you found that you tended to choose option two in each scenario Jerome mentioned, you could find that your future calling is to become a guide in a modernized school or micro school. Imagine the impact you could have. Serving as a guide has major implications. Consider just a few possibilities for what's ahead. Retired professionals will become trained as guides to lead mixed-age cohorts of students in church buildings that sit unused on Mondays through Fridays. Churches could provide safe, local, accessible facilities for guide studios where guides provide mentorship, care, and interesting learning challenges, while AI-based adaptive software provides the morning work sprints of core academics to the students. Corporate offices could offer micro schools on their campuses to allow parents to bring their children to work with them, to give them top-notch schools within walking distance of where they work. Families would enjoy shorter commutes, and companies could develop new generations of children who are more prepared for the modern economy. Prisons, juvenile detention centers, refugee camps, hospitals, and homeless shelters could set up flex studios with guides that provide seamless education to youth, even if the students are only in their care temporarily. Students could learn at precisely the right level and close learning gaps from past absences from school. Families that want their students to have time to become Olympic athletes, college-level athletes, performers, artists, musicians, or other accomplished performers can choose to enroll their students in flex studios with warm, demanding guides. These students would benefit from the in-person efficient learning and community in the morning and then be free for the rest of the day to develop their areas of excellence. Entrepreneurs will pioneer ways to take the AI-based flex model to war-torn countries and low economic countries. It is the hope for a new generation of significantly more intelligent humans because it transcends the physical and time constraints of traditional classroom-based instruction. Now, a caveat. Some people should not be a guide. If your heart resonates more with the traditional teacher role, please stay there. Millions of students will remain in conventional classrooms for the foreseeable future. Plus, if you don't want to be in an environment where students have significant agency, please do not sign up for one and take the agency inherent in those environments away from the students there. Meanwhile, some people should not be teachers or guides. These people include adults who do not believe that every child has gifts, adults who do not believe that every child can learn, adults who are not capable of treating every single child with respect, safety, and dignity. Adults who cannot be warm toward children. If you don't like children, why be a teacher or guide? And adults who do not respect children enough to hold them to high standards. So it's time for me to turn this lecture to you. I invite you to consider your own calling. Whether you're a seasoned educator looking for a new challenge, an entrepreneur seeking to make a difference, or someone who's always felt drawn to mentoring young minds, The world of education has entered a revolution, and you could be at its forefront. The guide role offers a unique opportunity to blend the warmth of human connection with the precision of AI-driven instruction, creating learning environments that are more personalized, engaging, and effective than ever before. As you reflect on what you've heard today, ask yourself, could this be your calling? Are you ready to be part of a movement that's reimagining education for the 21st century? The future of learning is small, local, and powered by the synergy of human wisdom and technological innovation. If you feel that spark of excitement, that pull towards making a real difference in young lives, then perhaps it's time to answer the call. The world needs guides like you to shape the next generation of learners, thinkers, and contributors. The journey begins now. Are you ready to take the first step? I'd like to thank Guide School's amazing executive producer, Alan Staker, for producing this podcast. Go to www.guide.school/4 to download the accompanying quiz. See you next time.
Education is changing, and you can lead the way. The Guide School Kickoff Course trains teachers to become AI-powered guides in flexible, student-led classrooms. Empower your students and transform your role. Start now at guide.school/kickoff. See you there.